This is Jerry Schimmel, voice of the UNC Bears and host of Amazing Americans, and you're listening to The Whole Show on 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Just 38 minutes after the 11 o'clock hour, welcome back into The Whole Show. Joining me in studio is my guy, Weston Edmonds, communications manager at Weld Food Bank. Weston, I just had you in here. You're just becoming a regular here.
I know. I was hoping to find my parking spot, but apparently you guys won't be here much longer, so it's not worth fighting for it.
And it's official, Angel. We can say it. We are moving. We are moving out west. We're heading out west. Yeah, it's official.
To the west side?
We're moving to the west side now.
That's exciting.
Yeah, it's going to be really fun. Our location, for listeners tuning in, we're going to be around close to Chili's, too, Weston, so we can...
I used to work there.
We can get over to Chili's.
My old stomping grounds.
It's your old stomping grounds. There's a honey-baked ham there, so we have options,
right?
Man.
They have
very excited.
Two TVs.
It's going to be great. It's going to be wonderful. Weston, my man, this is a cool deal. We had Brett King in studio the other day. Talking about a deal they're doing at Glass Doctor. Mm-hmm. You know, everybody gets those pesky dings on their windshield, and you let it go too long. You're not supposed to let those things go. Get into Glass Doctor of Greeley, and they're taking $20 off. Plus, they're going to donate proceeds to Weld Food Bank for the next 2 weeks.
Yeah, it's an awesome partnership to have things like this that take advantage of a service that everyone needs. You know, like you said, with the windshield, it's much cheaper to get it repaired than get to the point where you have to get it replaced.
Yes.
So this helps you, especially as you're getting ready for road trips, or as it gets hotter, those cracks spread a lot quicker, especially when you're going through a car wash on a hot day. It'll make that chip get much bigger. So taking advantage of getting that repaired. But then that $20 gets turned into 60 meals.
That's amazing to me.
Which is incredible. And so it's just... It's so, not only do you get the discount, but we get the discount as well in that sense. So like, they'll take $20 off, $20 come to us, right?
You get a lot of great businesses that partner with you guys.
Oh,
I mean, everybody always brings you up too. Any business we work with, they're like, we're thinking of doing something. We want to do something nice for the community. We're going to talk to Weld Food Bank. I mean,
right.
Your name always comes
up. Well, and sometimes they don't actually talk to us. We've been getting phone calls about an event coming up in a couple weeks that they keep asking us for details. And we're like, we haven't heard about this. And we're getting the press releases and whatnot. So some folks just, they do it and they don't really talk to us about getting that set up.
And
it's wonderful. I mean, it's a little less work for us, but we always just love to know what's going on as well, so we can help promote those events as well. So anyone who wants to hold a benefit for us, just let us know. We'll help get the word out.
Yeah. Well, you guys do such a great job of that, too. We love our partnership. I know coming up in October, we're going to do our bowling event again. That's going to be great.
November.
Have you been training?
No. I actually realized something's going on with my shoulder. Like, I realized it this morning. I woke up and I was like, all I did was sleep. I might need Tommy John's. I don't know. We'll see.
I'm the same way. Like, I didn't even do. Oh, I pulled a weed yesterday. I guess that's it. That's probably why my knees and shoulders are hurting.
Sometimes it's just sneezing.
Yes.
Or sitting, which is weird. Where it's like I don't sit on my arms, but apparently it puts a strain on them.
It's somehow, man. It's all twisted up. The older you get, it's fantastic.
Right.
Again, a great deal going on at Glass Doctor Greeley. I just got one the other day. I never get these, and I got two of them in like the span of a month.
Dang.
And that's never happened to me. So I was already at Glass Doctor. It's amazing how fast they get that done.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like 5-10 minutes.
Right. It's not something where you even need to ask for an extended lunch.
No.
You just take care of it on your lunch break or on your way home. It's a wonderful service that you got to get taken care of.
Yeah. No, it's great. And like I said, I got to go get my second one taken care of. So I'll take advantage of that while giving back for a great cause for Weld Food Bank. So I'm looking forward to it. What else do you guys have going on throughout the next couple of months? You guys always have something happening at Weld Food Bank.
Right. Actually, June's a really busy month for us.
It works.
Coming up, we do an annual event called Compete to Beat Hunger, where local businesses come in and they see who can give the most time, money, and food, and all in a way to build camaraderie within the businesses, but also to help the food bank at a really important time because tomorrow's my kids' last day of school for the summer.
Oh, boy.
So people start planning their vacations. They start heading out of town. They really kind of disconnect so that, you know, rightfully so, they can rejuvenate and get ready for the fall. But a lot more people are hungry during the summer, especially kids. So Compete to Beat comes at a really important time. And there's a lot of information about that. There's still time to sign up if you have a business, a service club. We even have people who are self-employed. They run their own business by themselves. They sign up, and then they bring in their friends to help them build up points for their team. And a couple of years in a row, we had a gal who did her own massage therapy studio, won for the division. We have them in divisions. It's like fighting. So the lightweight division, she has won like three years in a row or something.
Wow.
She's the only employee. So it's a great way to help out with that. And then really just getting ready to gear up for the holidays after that.
Well, and you bring up a great point, too. People don't think about this, but summertime is a tough time for those families that are struggling with their feeding their kiddos because they're not going to school, getting the lunch every single day. So it is an important time.
Right, yeah, because a lot of kids in our community qualify for that free or reduced lunch. So families might be paying 60 cents per meal, but you think about that, 60 cents times 5 days, that's $3. The kids come home for the summer and those meals aren't available anymore, but those kids still need to eat. So that increases food budgets for families that are living on a tight budget. So it just really is a critical time for kids, especially the ones that just families are going through tough times. And we want to make sure the kids have a good summer, that they have a summer that's full of food and fun so that when they come back in the fall, because every summer, I mean, we experienced this. You don't remember the math equations. You don't remember the books you read. But that was mostly just because you weren't interested. But you get kids coming in who just had a rough summer. They're falling behind even more than their classmates because their nutrition is low, and so their ambition is even lower to try to remember this stuff. They're just kind of in a fight or flight sometimes. And so we try to help prevent that.
Yeah, and you guys, again, do such a wonderful job of promote. I think promotion is such a big thing, getting out there, letting people know about World Food Bank so that you guys can do better at what you do as far as helping these families.
Right, right. And we just always, we do the best we can, but sometimes the best message gets spread by somebody who doesn't have skin in the game, in the sense that I've been at the food bank for 9 years, so it's been my job and my passion still to do it. But if you tell your friends and you've got a heart for the food bank or any social issue, really, people will listen to you more than they will if I went and spoke at your family gathering and said, here's what's happening at the food bank. You get your uncle telling you about it, about, hey, man, this stuff really, it really hurts, or your friend. People will listen a lot more. So take these opportunities to, even if you don't give or get involved with Stamp Out or get involved with this, that you spread the word and let people know, hey, this person cares. Like, I should really check this out. I respect this person. Let's see what they're talking about.
Yeah, and I love so many of the stories, too, because I love that philosophy. It's not a handout. It's a hand up. You get so many stories where you're helping families and you're helping kids. I know, was it last year, Bob was in talking about a story where there's a kiddo, a part of a family you guys were working with and helping out. And then years later, he comes back and he's donating. He's participating in some of these events that you guys have going. I think that's phenomenal. I love those stories.
Right. We do see those cycles. We hear from people who are, you know, our grandparents' age who say, we didn't have something like this growing up. This would have been so helpful. And then we hear from people more our age who say, my family used the food bank when I was a kid, or we used it as a young family. But now we're more stable and we want to give back. We hear that so often of people who have been directly impacted. They understood what services were there to help them through, and they want to make sure that other people that are in that same situation help them as well.
People can give anytime. They can give
Absolutely.
Right now. There's always great events that you have, and people love those. But if you're looking around the house and you're like, wow, we have this stuff. We don't need it, whatever. They can come in today and donate.
Right, yeah. And if you're planting your gardens, I know that the rain helped some people and it hurt some other people. So if you're replanting, put an extra row in there of tomatoes or zucchini or peppers. And when you're gardening, bring us the excess. We love homegrown produce that we can give out that same day. We actually take it from their hands. We say, thank you. This is amazing. We're actually going to go give it to somebody right now. And we do, because produce it's got to go into a fridge pretty quick. So
yeah.
Make sure it gets out quickly.
Weston, my man, always appreciate having you in here. Are you watching the Nuggets? I know you're more of a hockey guy.
I am more of a hockey guy, but knowing I was coming on today.
You did your homework.
I did my homework. I turned on the game in the third when they had a 14-point lead, and by the time I was done within 5 minutes, it was a 3-point lead, and I thought, I should probably turn this off.
Yeah, I was one. There was a disturbance in the force.
There was a disturbance in the force.
I was like, something's happening. Is Weston turning this game on?
You know what I have to say, and I know that this you guys probably talk about this a lot, is Nikola Jokic really makes you want to become a basketball fan because he breaks the mold of what you see in an AD who has to be wheeled off in a wheelchair because someone poked his eye.
You being a hockey fan, you're is ridiculous.
When I see the replays of some what's his name? He calls himself the King. Oh, LeBron James.
Oh, yeah, that guy.
Yeah, he gets barely tapped, and he's flopping on the floor and rolling around. Oh, my gosh. Oh. And I look at – there was a guy in Las Vegas who literally got 75 stitches in his face because he fell on a skate.
Yeah.
And he was on the ice the next period.
It is – and I'm a big basketball guy.
Yeah.
But I get frustrated with it, too. And I'm like, you got to fix this.
Well, because the sport is a great sport, but when you add that drama. So Nikola really makes you appreciate – somebody who loves the game, like the fact that they have to go give him his award back in his home country because it's like, put it over there.
Oh, yeah, there's thing.
Put it over there. I'm on my horse.
Yeah.
but he made it look so easy, too. So it was an exciting game to watch. I know that I can imagine a lot of Nuggets fans hated having to have that stress up until the end of the game when you got, like, 10 seconds left, and thankfully they got that turnover at the very end to prevent it from being a tie game in overtime. But
yeah,
that's the excitement of playoff sports in general, that you get those made-for-TV moments where it's like, oh, they're fighting back. These guys had it. And
we'll see what they can do tomorrow night back at it.
They got it.
I think they do, too. I really do. Weston, my man, appreciate you as always. We'll look to catch up with you down the road.
Awesome.
Always love connecting with you, man. Keep up the great work. We love what you guys do.
Thank you.
All right, 11:50 the time. Let's take a quick break. It's the whole show powered by PDC Energy on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 at 1310 KFKA.
The boys of summer are back. Hear Rockies baseball on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.